USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What will the theme of President Trump's State of the Union address be this evening? A top advisor to the president says
he's calling for cooperation and also compromise.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, who did not say whether the president will declare a national emergency at the southern border when he delivers his address starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight in the U.S. House chambers. The jury in the trial of accused drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will continue deliberating for a second day today. An expert on El Chapo says he doesn't believe jurors have anything to worry about.
I think the cartel knows that violence here against jurors, against judge, anybody involved in this case would be bad for business.
Host of the Vice News podcast Chapo Kingpin on Trial, Keegan Hamilton, spoke on NBC News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is the latest prominent Democrat calling on Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign. Schumer posting on Twitter that it's past time for Northam to step down. The Democrat Northam has been facing calls to resign since a racist picture surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook. What goes up must come down, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky in Atlanta following Super Bowl 53.
Trash being picked up and signs and extra security cameras installed for the big event coming down. This man from Phoenix, an independent contractor, with the task of taking down almost 200 security cameras.
We have around 180 cameras out, and we got to take them all down, get out of here, and go back home.
Meanwhile, today there will be very tight security in the city of Boston as they hold an 11 a.m. parade to celebrate the Patriots' Super Bowl victory. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort will be sentenced on witness tampering and conspiracy charges on the 13th of March. Manafort pleaded guilty to those charges last year and then started cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in 2016. A federal judge in Washington held a closed-door hearing yesterday to discuss whether Manafort violated that plea deal, but no major details were released after that session. The man accused of gunning down four people at a Nashville Waffle House last April being indicted on 17 charges. Those charges against Travis Reinking were announced yesterday. He faces four first-degree premeditated murder charges and four felony murder charges, along with multiple firearms felonies in the shooting deaths. In addition to the victims killed, two women were shot and injured. And a 14-year-old girl in Florida is accused of stealing a pizza delivery vehicle to go see her boyfriend. Police say Josie Bigelow ordered pizzas, had them sent to her neighbor's house last Wednesday in Lee County, and when the delivery driver left his car and approached the entrance to the neighbor's home, Bigelow emerged from the bushes and drove off in the car. She prompted a police chase, which ended about 6 miles away from that original scene. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.